Welcome to Kindness in Action, the podcast where our host, first grader Kate Royer, shines a light on everyday heroes transforming lives through their passion for giving back. Join us as we explore inspiring stories of service, compassion, and the powerful impact of volunteering. Let's celebrate the kindness shaping our world, one story at a time.
Hello, my name is Kate Royer. I'm talking to guests about their volunteer work. Today, I'm talking to Steve Hammer about sleep and heavenly peace. Tell us about your volunteering.
Well, thanks for having me on, Kate. I appreciate it. You're doing a good job with this.
You're welcome.
Sleep and Heavenly Peace, it's a national organization, but a guy in Evansville, an insurance agent named Paul Waslavic, started it. And the goal of Sleep and Heavenly Peace is to, the tagline is, no kid sleeps on the floor in our town. So, you know, just like Aunt Ashley talked about Feed Evansville, you know, there's a lot of need for kids who sleep with mom and dad or sleep on a couch or share a bed with a sibling. And so what they do is Sleep and Heavenly Peace builds beds and then takes them out to the locations and builds them in the bedrooms. And for a lot of kids, that's the best day of the year for them, for some of these kids. So that's what Sleep and Heavenly Peace does. They put kids that are otherwise not have their own bed in their own bed. And they've done about 2,000 beds in Henderson, Evansville, and Newburgh in the last 5 or 6 years.
That's cool and nice.
Yeah, sure is.
What's the hardest part of your volunteer work?
Hardest part would be, you know, sometimes folks are not as grateful as you'd like them, you know, to maybe be. That's a little difficult when you're putting yourself out there. But, you know, I always try to say you never know what circumstances or situations in life other people are going through. So what I do is I don't judge. I try not to judge. But, you know, sometimes that's a little difficult when you're helping folks out and they're not as appreciative as you, as maybe I would be or you would be. But that's just human beings.
What's the most rewarding part of what you do?
Well, for Sleep and Heavenly Peace, you can do a lot of good work on the ground helping people in 2, 3, or 4 hours. And, you know, you get a lot out of it. We'll put, one Saturday morning, we'll put 25 or 30 kids that morning off the floor and in their own single bed or in their own bunk bed. So that is by far and away the most rewarding part of it.
What's the funnest part of your job?
Funnest part? Well, switching gears away from Sleep and Heavenly Peace and into Feed Evansville, we have a fork truck. And Uncle Steve likes driving the fork truck, unloading vehicles, moving pallets around, things like that. So that's not necessarily rewarding, but it certainly is fun, and I like doing that. The most fun part of Sleep and Heavenly Peace would be seeing the kids like it's Christmas. You know, maybe you don't think about your bed, but there are kids who are less fortunate that don't even have a bed. And so them getting the bed is
That's Christmas Day.
Absolutely. And they're real happy. Sometimes with bunk beds, we'll say to a little girl, a little boy, which one's yours? And they'll be so proud to tell you they're the lower bunk or they're the upper bunk. I'm up there, I'm down here. And so that's really fun to see these kids happy.
Tell me about a memorable story from your volunteering experience.
Memorable story. There's probably a number of them, but one that was recent, Gramps and my dad, Les, and another gentleman and myself, we went out on a Saturday, a couple Saturdays ago, and we delivered and installed 5 beds, 3 singles and 1 bunk bed at 2 different properties. And it was fun to have my dad and Gramps and me and all of us doing this. And we were done by like 10:30 in the morning. But that was fun and memorable. But like I said, Uncle Steve's favorite part is driving the fork truck.
What inspired you to get involved with this particular nonprofit?
Good question, Kate. You know, a lot of folks, I think when they get a little older, they start to try and find some things that they can give back to their community on. For me, Kate, I like things that are boots on the ground. That means like, you know, boots on the ground means you're right there doing it, loading cars with food, building beds for kids. I like the boots on the ground aspect of both of those charities. And, you know, usually after a handful of hours, you know, you have the day back to yourself for you and your family. And so that's what I really like about those two not-for-profits, that you get a lot done in a short period of time.
If you could share one piece of advice for someone that would be thinking about volunteering, what would it be?
My advice would be, you know, don't be afraid to say the word no. If someone says, hey, would you serve on my not-for-profit board, or would you help me with this? If it's not something that you personally aren't passionate about or don't believe you could find a passion for it, I would say don't do that. The best way to find what works for you is to try a lot of different things and see what is something that pulls at your heartstrings, something that you think is worth your time and efforts and that you're good at. Because if you like it, Kate, then you'll naturally be good at it.
Has volunteering impacted your life or changed your perspective?
Sure, it has. You know, volunteering is, it's an internal reward back to the volunteer. It's in your heart and your mind, and it makes you feel like, you know, you're doing something in the world that is greater than yourself. And, you know, a lot of times people are very appreciative, saying, God bless you, thank you so much, thanks for what you're doing. And that is all, that's heartwarming stuff. And so that is how it's impacted me. And it's a pretty sizable part of what I do between those two charities. But yeah, absolutely, it has changed your life. Folks that don't volunteer, I encourage them, find something that you're passionate about and give it a shot. I almost guarantee you'll love it.
Thanks for doing this.
You are welcome, my dear. You're doing a great job.
Thanks.
I'm going to have to listen to Gramps' podcast next.
It's about the beep beep shuttle.
Oh, yeah. I heard about it at St. Vincent, the shuttle.
Yeah.
Well, I hope I was moderately entertaining and somewhat informative and maybe a little funny. I don't know if I was or not, but hope I was.
Thank you. Love you. Bye.
You're welcome. Love you too, kiddo.
Thank you for tuning into Kindness in Action. We hope these stories inspire you to make a difference in your own way. If you enjoyed this episode, don't forget to subscribe, leave a review, and share it with someone who needs a little extra kindness in their day. Until next time, remember, small acts of kindness can create big waves of change. See you soon.